Hey, everybody. It is Tuesday.
I'm Teresa, and Scott's sitting right here.
Hi, y'all.
And this is Living It Up.
God's help is available to you. He is just waiting for you to say to him, not my will, but yours be done. In Luke 22:42, what did Jesus pray? Father, if you're willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Wow.
You know, if you've never heard that before, that was when Jesus was in the garden.
That's right.
He was praying to God that he would not have to go to the cross. That surprises a lot of people.
We'll go through all the suffering.
Yeah, right, when they hear it for the first time.
Yeah.
Wow. So I think if Jesus can pray that prayer,
yeah,
we don't need to feel so bad when we pray. God tells us, make our requests known.
That's right.
You know, go on and ask. But as Jesus demonstrated here, but then always say, but you know what, Father, not my will, but yours be done. Because he knows what's best anyway.
That's right. I mean, his absolute commitment to God the Father and God the Father's will, it's an example for all of us to follow. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, Jesus really and truly could have selfishly seized the privileges of the deity.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know what? I just want to be the Father and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I don't want to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have avoided the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But he willingly delayed the gratification of heaven's glory to accomplish the task set before him by his Father.
So we want to ask you, some of you out there are praying certain prayers for
mm-hmm.
certain things, in certain situations. Are you ending your prayer, though, with, but Father, not my will, but yours be done? It'll change everything for you.
Yeah.
It really, really will. Because if you break it down, that's what we want anyway. We want God's will in our life. If y'all are like us and you've had instances in your life where you weren't in God's will, I don't want to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that I'm in God's will. And I would hope that you do too, honey. I think that goes without saying that we both want to be in God's will.
Yes.
But I don't feel bad about, again, making my request known to him. He tells me in his word, come boldly to the throne.
That's right.
He says for us to ask him.
And but to admit our fall and take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. But again, this prayer is such an example for us to hand it all over and say, but I want what's best for you, God. For me, God, you know better than I do. I mean, I don't know what my future holds, but you do, God, and I trust you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it's not easy to do that if you don't understand God, if a lot of things have gone wrong in your life and you're still finding yourself blaming him, if you're seeking who he really is because you've had faulty information about his character and what he's really like growing up and now you're an adult and you're searching, we understand that. But he is a loving God.
Mm.
But he gives us free will. He does.
He does.
And I've always said this, and I'll continue to say this. He's a good parent. And good parents, you know, will let you make your own choices because we'll learn from them. So to avoid that, let's just pray, but God, not my will, but yours be done.
That's
and
right.
Hopefully make it simpler.
And I want his decision much more than I do mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and although our challenges in life maybe are not to the magnitude of what Jesus was praying,
mm-hmm.
God enables us to persevere through the stages of life to reap the rewards that follow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus reaped the rewards. So you know what I mean? He gets to sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Okay? But what do we get to reap? We get to reap salvation with him. We get to reap eternity with Jesus. We get to kneel at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
We get to sing praises to him for eternity.
Mm-hmm. We get to live in peace.
That's right.
We get to live in a world where there's no turmoil, where there's joy.
Mm-hmm.
None of this that we're living with here on earth. If he had not been willing to pray that prayer, we would be lost forever and ever and ever with no choice. We have a choice.
That's right. We do have a choice. And, you know, later in this podcast, I just want you to think about it right now. But if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you've walked away from Him, a little bit later on, you get an opportunity to come back.
Right.
Because really and truly, His will is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And He's a gentleman. He's not going to force Himself on you.
He is a gentleman.
His help is available. We must do our part.
But it's called a choice.
Ask Him.
That's called a choice.
Well, it's a choice to ask.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
A choice to ask. It's a choice not to ask. But it's available. His help is available.
I know there's been times in my life in the past where I've said, well, I've done everything I know to do. I guess I'll pray about it now. I don't do that quite as much as I used to, praise God. But I look back on that and I think, done everything I can do, let's do that first. Let's save ourselves all this heartache in trying to figure out later what went wrong.
Yeah.
You didn't ask for help. And we live in such a do-it-yourself society. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. Do it yourself. Don't ask for help. Be self-sufficient. Be independent. Well, that's not the way we were created to be like.
That's right.
And so there we go again, not accepting responsibility. But that's another podcast.
Yeah.
So for me, just changing my prayer life to where I do continue to put my requests and my desires out there, but finally just saying, but you know, God, you know best. Again, not my will, but yours be done.
That's right. And, you know, in the prayers that we pray to God, you know, if our prayers glorify Him, then that's when He acts. He wants to do things for you. But in the end, the prayer needs to glorify God.
Well, yeah, what's the motive?
That's right.
It's very clear on that.
I mean, is it to glorify yourself or to glorify God? And if your prayer is to glorify Him, then you know what? As the old saying goes, He'll jump through hoops for you.
Well, in James, it says you ask, but you don't receive because you ask with the wrong motive.
Exactly right.
So that's why it's so important to know God and to have that relationship with Him, to know Him as Father and understand, you know, what He's really like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't had a good example as a father, well, you do now.
That's right. Because we want to give you that opportunity right now. And those of you who have never known Jesus and those who have known Him and walked away, we pray you pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day to give me a new life. And because of the cross, You say, if I ask You for forgiveness of my sins will be forgiven. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I need You as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what? If you prayed that prayer,
you were praying in His will.
That's exactly right. You were saying, Your will, not my will. Mm-hmm. And so, you let us know at info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, we ask you to please let us know that as well. And please forward this podcast to your friends.
And to your family.
Anybody.
Who needs to know God in a deeper way. Who needs peace in relationships. Who needs peace with God, peace with themselves, and peace with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We are all about relationships, but the most important one is the one with God.
Well, listen, we pray y'all have an awesome day. And just remember, live it up while beginning again.
And be happy with us because we made this under 10 minutes for you. That's a reason to be living it up. We love y'all. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.